Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. And, of course, they're available wherever books are sold. Dr. Ellen Wald is our guest, our new friend, but not, she won't be a new friend for long. We're going to keep her coming back. She's got too much to teach us. President of Transversal Consulting, author of a brand new book, Saudi Inc., the Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power. Ellen, thanks again for being here. We're going to have you back again soon just to talk about some of the changes in Saudi Arabia. I'm sure you know all about that, so that'll be another show, but we'll get you back to talk about that real soon. Folks, in the last segment, Ellen gave us a little bit of a refresher and let us peek behind some of the curtains on what the implications and the causes and the effects of President Trump pulling out of the Iranian deal. One of the effects of that was to increase the price of petroleum, the price of crude oil, Ellen, you said, because when he put the sanctions on Iran, that pulled 2.5 million barrels of oil out of the market, which when you take things away from a commodity, price goes up, doesn't it?
Exactly. And that oil hasn't yet come off the market, but a lot of producers around, a lot of consumers around the world are starting to cut their purchases of Iranian oil in preparation for that November deadline.
Right.
So we're seeing the effects right now. In fact,
but isn't oil fungible enough? Isn't oil as a commodity fungible enough that if 2.5 million barrels goes away somewhere, that Nigeria or the U.S. or somebody else picks it up? I mean, and then there's this whole OPEC chess game going on too. What do you think?
Yeah, so the answer to that is yes and no. Yes, there are other countries that can increase their production to compensate for this, and Saudi Arabia and Russia are both doing that. The U.S. also produces a lot of oil, and so if we can increase our oil production, that will help as well. But on the flip side, not all oil is created equal, and there are different types
right.
of oil.
Right, that's true.
All the different types of oil, but the U.S., for example, only produces one type of oil or mostly one type of oil right now. So it's not exactly a one-to-one replacement, but in the grand scheme of commodity markets, it should even out.
Right. Some oil is dirtier than others. They even call it light sweet oil, right? I mean, some of it is purer. It costs more to refine. And some of it is not. So still, we have this one price that we all typically hang on, right? Which is the price of crude went up today to $66 a barrel. Well, they don't say which kind of oil that is.
No, they don't. And in fact, there are different benchmarks. So there's an American benchmark and there's a European benchmark. Those are the two most common ones that we see. Mm-hmm. And for a while out there, there was a $10 difference between the two. But now
wow.
it's much
So what do you see as the trend in petroleum? We've been fortunate in America, and thank God for the last several years, we've had pretty low oil prices. And that's helped us not get too upside down during the lost decade of the economy. What do you think?
It really has helped us a lot, these low oil prices. And now we're starting to see higher oil prices. We're in the 70s right now. It's definitely pushing gasoline prices up. And we may be in, for higher oil prices for at least the next couple months. But one of the things that's keeping oil prices high is that we don't have enough transportation capacity to get the oil we're producing in the U.S. to the market. It doesn't do anybody any good if the oil stuck in Texas where it's being produced if you can't get it to refineries or you can't ship it. But by the time we get to 2019, we're going to have built more pipelines, and we'll definitely be able to get more oil to the market. So we're kind of stuck in a bottleneck right now.
So you think that what's going to happen from petroleum prices, that, that we're not going to see it going up to 120 a barrel like we had a dozen years ago?
I don't think that that's really in our future. There are too many producers right now. There are too many countries that are producing so much oil, including the United States, that I don't think we're going to get prices that high. But we're definitely we're not going to see prices as low as we saw in 2016 when it was $27 a barrel.
Well, you've got countries out there that have to produce for their economy. You mentioned Saudi Arabia. Iran needs to produce oil. Russia needs to produce oil. The United States is in an enviable position where, yes, if we produce oil, it helps our economy, but we can actually play some geopolitical games with our oil, can't we?
And we certainly are. Like right now, we're starting to send our oil to India. And India, we're pressuring India to cut their imports of Iranian oil, and we're hopefully going to get them to buy our oil instead.
And see, this is a geopolitical lever that, that people who didn't like the idea of how the way we've been going after our oil the last several years, the deep drilling or the fracking, the options this has given America with our energy industry has really given us some advantages and some levers geopolitically that I think is good for the world. What do you think?
Exactly. Well, one of the things that we have to remember about oil is a global industry. So we can't survive just off of our oil alone, but we can be this incredible participant in the global oil industry. We can import oil, and now we can export oil. And it's really something to do that in large amounts now.
Right. Ellen, can I have your website quickly, please?
Sure.
Quickly, your website.
Oh, my website. It's ellenrwald.com and also transversalconsulting.com.
All right, so check those out. Ellen and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the future of our...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.